there's a great debate over what went on there, and really what in the end decided the Spartan decision to go with Tissaphernes was logistics and sailing conditions. The Spartan fleet in 412 BC set out from ports in the Saronic Gulf, and the only way to get to East Greece, or the safest way, was to sail through the islands of the Cyclades, and that would bring you either to the city of Miletus or the city of Samos on the great island of Samos, and those were the natural bases. And at that time, Miletus was on a promontory, really a very small peninsula, and much of the area today, which is an alluvial plain, was a vast bay. And Miletus and the surrounding cities of that area drew on a very rich hinterland, which could afford to feed large fleets of 100, 200 triremes. And so the resources were there, the logistics were there. Miletus had the naval bases, whereas sailing to the Hellespontine regions was tricky. At least one Spartan squadron in the Ionian War that tried to sail directly to the Hellespont was sunk by storms. And the Hellespont didn't provide nearly the bases, nearly the logistics. Pharnabazus did not have the money to pay. And if you went into the Hellespont, you better have a very good fleet. You better have plenty of money and lots of food and supplies, because if you went in there, the Athenians would fight for it immediately. Whereas setting up a base in Ionia at Miletus gave you a much more secure base. It gave you provisions. It gave you a way of contacting many Ionian cities, islands of East Greece, that could enter into rebellion, add their fleets. And so the Spartans made the logical decision. They went with Tissaphernes and set up a base at Miletus, and that led Chios to go into rebellion, to bring their 60 ships over. It spread the rebellion to cities such as Ephesus, to Colophon. The island of Rhodes to the far southeast eventually rebelled, and what happened is the three cities Sunoikized and built what is now the current city of Rhodes. So in 412 BC, the Spartans made the proper strategic choice and got rebellions moving in Ionia and got in contact with Tissaphernes. Furthermore, Alcibiades was sent there because he had connections with all these Ionian families. He had guest friendship relationships. He knew lots of people there. And Alcibiades could offer the entree into the various aristocrats who were particularly dissatisfied with Athenian rule and who would welcome the Spartans, would welcome the slogan of freedom of the Greeks. There was, however, the question of the alliance with Persia. And here the Spartans were really in something of a quandary, and this has caused some debate among scholars, but it really needs to be looked at much more carefully. As far as we can tell from Thucydides, the Spartans, with the assistance of Alcibiades in these negotiations, went through a series of drafts of treaties and eventually, sometime in 412 BC, concluded what is often called the Treaty of Miletus. And in that treaty, Tissaphernes agreed to pay the crews of the Peloponnesian fleet operating in the eastern waters of the Aegean. He was not about to pay for the Peloponnesian fleet in the Gulf of Corinth. He certainly wasn't going to pay for the Peloponnesian army in Attica under King Aegeus, which was besieging Athens. And furthermore, the terms of the treaty could be read that this was essentially a loan. Tissaphernes turned out to be extremely stingy and late in his payments, and the wages offered were never of the order of the wages offered by the Athenians. And so the notion from the start, this Persians start bankrolling the Spartans, is really very misleading. What they got was essentially a minimum wage to pay for the Peloponnesian crews and those Ionian cities that had revolted. And Tissaphernes was only going to pay money if the Spartans could prove that they could win the war. He was not about to throw money into a losing proposition. And so what the Spartans got at most was the payment for their crews during the military seasons. That would be the 4 months where fleets are moving around. This was hardly bankrolling the Spartans to victory. It was an important supplement. And the course of the entire fighting of the Ionian War, Tissaphernes never really paid his Spartan allies very well. Furthermore, he made promises he would bring the Phoenician fleet into the Aegean to assist, and this never happened. And many even doubt the Phoenician fleet existed or was ever mobilized. Pharnabazus did a somewhat better job. He did provide timber and resources to rebuild a Peloponnesian fleet lost at the Battle of Cyzicus in 410 BC. But up until 406 BC, when King Darius II sent his younger son, Cyrus the Younger, the Persian prince from Susa, Persian assistance that is the assistance from the two governors, was extremely limited. And it was really up to the Peloponnesians to show they could win this war. And it's only when Cyrus arrives and hooks up with this guy Lysander where the situation changes very abruptly at the end of the war.